Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 27 years, the Capitol steps have poked fun at sordid scandals and stupid politicians, and quite frankly, what could be better? Actually, wait, let me start over. I'm sorry, I apologize. Jadies and Lentilmen, for the past 27 tweers, the Stapital Keps have poked pun at scorted sandals and poopid stolititians and fright quankly, butt could be wetter. Whip your flirts, it'll make a lot more sense. All right. Now, tonight's Tory is sort of a spectrorective, a rear-end yap-up, if you will. Because believe me, this was yite a queer, Jadies and Lentilmen. I mean, it's hard to stind a place to fart, frankly. So let's go to the beginning. Let's start with Blod Ragojevich. Okay, you probably remember Blod Ragojevich, kind of a farming cello with a really cad hair butt. Now, Blod, you see, Jack in Banuary, when Ciroc had to leave the Bennett because he was our most recently erected president, Blod tried to get Sonny for his meat. I don't know about that, Blod. Of course, he made some cone falls, got caught saying some dirty words, which was overheard because he was being tire-whapped by the IBF. Because, as I said, he's not the fartest of smellers. That is why Blod totally blew his gob as governor. Now, moving ahead, right around Tring spraining or so, there was some trig bubble in the spurled of warts. Specifically, it seems that a lot of place ball bears were all stopped up on heroids. I mean, guys like Ranny Mamirez and that eye gay rod. They'd all been sticking beetles in their nuts. Which sounds pipe quainful, frankly. Now, they, of course, said it was the dalt of their factor. I don't know. I think they just wanted to look mowerful and pustily. Also, right around that tame sime, Fecal Millips, the world's swinningest wimmer, it was discovered that he was a smot poker. It was all over the tube and everything. You know, because apparently somebody, fuck a toto of Fecal Millips, you know, taking a big brag off his dong. He's an athlete, he can do that. Which, of course, brings us to the big summer of the bummer. The end of Jekyll Maxon. And, of course, his estate, which, of course, there was found to be a bite over that. Now, Jekyll Maxon, who was he really? Well, you know, Jekyll was simply a Saxon slowly turning into an Anglo-Jackson. Was he blight or whack? Was he fail or me-mail? Was tarred to hell. I mean, he'd had so much sastic plurgery. There was a big knoll right where his hose was supposed to go. It's true that Jekyll liked to crab grotches. Usually his own, sometimes others. And it is true there's nothing he liked better than a hiney shove on his gland. I'll give you a second to erase that image. Because I refer to remember the Jekyll who made all those hig bits, like Jilly Bean, like bake your shoddy, I bunt you whack, and of course, I'll thee bear. I mean, that's the Jekyll I want, the Jekyll who had brenny mothers, like his mother Brarlin, and the rest, of course, Bremain, Brebby, Branet, Bretoya, Brandy, and of course, Burrito. Moo, will they hooch off now? It's a terrible tragedy. This brings us up to our skexnandle, which began in the ball and featured Leyvid Dederman. You know Leyvid Dederman, the heavy toast. He has that gazy crap in his teeth. Leyvid Dederman seemed like a mapply harried guy, right? Nor ought. Because it turns out he was mopping on everything that hooved. course, sooner or later, somebody wanted some mush honey, you know, a billion mucks or something. And next thing you know, there's Lavid Dederman asking his supporters to be sore giving. Actually, sore giving is probably something he has to worry about at this point. Now, today's anonymous, this brings us to the Krite House Washers. The Cardi Prashers, I should say. This was sort of a rip on the Bladar. I have to say it seemed more like a Stublicity punt than anything. Had these two Stublicity peakers. Somehow they suck past Snickerity into the height house. Where they started having a little, you know, tall smock with the Mayan Heidi. Right up until they started having a little tall smock with the Secret Service. Secret Service, there's a remedial one for those of you who haven't caught on yet. I guess, we should be lucky, I guess, that they didn't put the Heitwell's pilverware into their sockets when they left. Now, this brings us right up into the Skynal Fandal of the year. And, you know, here it is. It's very convenient. Weiger Tuds. Why Weiger? Weiger Tuds, he just seems so cleeky-squeen, didn't he? You know, Weiger, he's great if you want to get a haul in the bowl. You know, Weiger, he gets laid a pot. Weiger is Yansom and Hung. Weiger might be the giggest boffer in the history of the hurled. But Weiger was weeding on his chife. Who, I might mention, happens to be like this Hooper Sot meter swaddle. I mean, tut the hell does it wake here? Come on. And then he was meeting on his chistress with another chistress. Then he was meeting on those chistresses with a bunch of hexy-sores. And then he started trying to over everything cup. You know, he left these moist veils that I have to say were sort of cranefully pee-pee. Oh, how the fighty have maulen. Remember how it was when we first wa him sinning? I mean, our eyes were tuned to the globe. The announcer would come on and say, "All right, Weiger is looking at a pig butt here." Last time around, he bit a hoagie. But this time, if he gets a low whore on this roll, he'll really up his skankings. Weiger. Why did you have to go and poo the Scrooge? We liked you, but then I'm afraid there were too many duty calls and too many cootie balls. Which is what he's going to wind up with if he's not careful. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess the storle of my Maury, you know, is this. When you're Fitch and Ramus, the Fitch and Ramus are not like Moo and Yee. Mm-mm. The Fitch and Ramus are a nunch of butts. Plus, if you and I got caught doing any of this stuff, believe me, before you Joe it, we would lose our knob and have our sluts thrown in the bammer. Yank thu very much.